Let's welcome Coach Billy Kennedy, Edmond Gilder, and Tyler Davis. Coach, could you make some opening comments, and then we'll open it up to questions to the players.
We felt like we ran into a buzzsaw. I thought Michigan, the first 8 to 10 minutes, played about as well as anybody we played against this year. It looked like that's how they played in the Big Ten tournament, more so than they played their last two games. And you got to give them a lot of credit. Seemed like everything they shot went in.
Okay, let's open up questions to players back here.
Ben Balch, Los Angeles Times, for both of you guys. Obviously, coming off a tremendous high of a big win by a big margin, and then the first half of the script kind of flips a little bit. What did that feel like to be out there in the middle of that that buzzsaw, as your coach put it?
Tyler, you want to take that first?
Yeah, I mean, when you're playing, you just don't have a choice but to, you know, keep fighting through it and keep grinding. And that's what Coach did a great job of, I think, of just telling us we have time and, you know, we just got to come together and keep our heads up high and play defense.
Yeah, picking up what Tyler said, you know, our main objective was, you know, after every media, you know, cut it down a little shorter. And, you know, they got to give them credit again. You know, they was able to make shots. And so it was just their day to day.
Right here in front. Wait for the mic. Thank you.
Zach Taylor, WTAW. Edmond, how frustrating did that have to be for you guys in that Michigan seemingly couldn't miss from beyond the arc, at least in that first half?
It was kind of hard to see because, you know, I was just wondering when they were going to miss. And so when they was able to hit the three ball so well, then it kind of opened up their, you know, the driving lanes, and then they was able to get into the lane. And so like, again, we came out in the second half and gave ourselves opportunity, but, you know, they came out and played hard as well. And so we couldn't get to that point where we'd come back.
Any further questions for the players? All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. Congratulations on a wonderful season. All right, let's open up questions for Coach Kennedy. Right there.
Richard Caron, Bryan, College Station Eagle. Coach, in the first half, they're hitting threes. In the second half, they're driving to the basket. I mean, was it, they just had something different for each defense that you tried, the zone, man-to-man?
Well, we turned the ball over 5 times in the first 8 minutes, and they had 15 transition points in the first half. That was big. The turnovers hurt us, and we had some good shots the first 3 or 4 minutes of the game, and we didn't make them. And it led to transition baskets and the threes. When you're making threes and your guys start pressing, they try to do too much sometimes. And we tried to go one-on-one because we started pressing because we were looking at the scoreboard and we were down by so many. And it makes it hard when they keep making threes. And they're a very good team, obviously, and can't take anything away from them.
Any further questions for Coach? Right here. Let's go there, and then we'll come back over here.
Ben Balch, Los Angeles Times. So what does that feel like for you to have gone from such a tremendous win over North Carolina by a big margin, and then out in the first half, it does kind of, the reverse happens?
Well, that's the nature of this game, the nature of this tournament. You know, you can be high 1 minute and low the next. I thought our guys fought hard. I just thought Michigan was the better team today. And again, when they're making threes like that, they're going to be a tough out for anybody. And defensively, they guarded us the first 8 minutes as well as anybody also. So we got beat by a very good team.
Right down here. Oh, sorry.
Logan Lee, TexAgs.com. Coach, all year you've played ball screens pretty well. Today it looked like y'all came out and were switching most of them, if 4, if not 5 guys. What was the thought process going in, and how did you make some adjustments throughout the game?
Well, our game plan was to switch the ball screens and make them take tough twos and take away the three-point line. And it wasn't the threes in the half court that hurt us. It was the threes in transition off of our turnovers or off of our long missed shots. I don't know the exact amount, but they seemed to make a lot of threes in transition. The corner threes hurt us, and and that's the mark of a really good team, to take advantage of what you give them. And but we did. We wanted to switch and make them take tough twos, and unfortunately it didn't work.
Right here, and then we'll come back over here.
Coach, in the second half, did it surprise you that they were able to dribble drive like they did, and were they getting the mismatches that they needed to be able to do that?
In the second half, we were playing catch-up the whole game, and we were having to press and go out on the floor and guard them, and that's when they're at their best, because you can't help off of three-point shooters as well as they were shooting it. You can't help off of three-point shooters, and then they ended up making tough twos, which was part of our game plan, but we only turned the ball over four times the second half, and one of them was late. And other than that, we played them fairly even the second half. But you can't spot a team 20 points and expect to catch up on a really good team.
Zach Taylor, WTAW. Coach, you made mention of the defense that Michigan was playing those first 8 minutes. You said they played you as well as anybody has. Overall, what were they doing so well inside? I know Tyler still finished with 24 points, but it seemed like they were doing a pretty good job of keeping him and Rob at least limited.
Well, they looked like they played basically one-on-one in the post, and the officials let them bang, and they did a good job of walling up and making Tyler miss some tough shots. But, you know, we had T.J. Starks had five turnovers in the first half, and we kind of live and die with how he's playing. And as a freshman, they did a really good job of taking him away off the ball screen and making him make tough plays. And that put us in a tough position again, being down so many going into the second half.
Right here.
Coach, after the
ID, please.
Oh, Richard Kroon with the Bryan College Station Eagle. Coach, after the first half you had against North Carolina, did you use that, or what did you use at halftime to think that you could get back into the game in the second half?
Well, it's very similar. Just the roles were reversed. We were down big, and we were having to press up on them, and you saw what they were able to do. And the same thing happened to us against North Carolina when they started pressing us. We got easy baskets, and we got some one-on-one baskets around the goal, and. Neither one of us, we're not wired to catch up that big. When you play traditional bigs and to play the way we play, it's hard to come back. That's why I use two timeouts fairly quicker than I haven't called two timeouts in the first half all year.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions? Thank you, Coach. Congratulations on a wonderful season.
Thank you.